He told me about his vegetables that he was growing. If I need any kind of seasoning, just come and get it. If he saw me and I didn't see him, he's going to my room. He's waiting for me. And I'm going to reach that. You know, because today,
I have a
for people who don't know you, to show you that kind of love is rare and it's welcoming. So I'm going to miss you, Scott.
All right, all right. Amen. Someone else? Someone else?
I'll say something
really quick. Uh-oh, here we go.
I just want to thank Scott for his bravery and his brilliant...
My name is Celeste from Catskill, New York, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Victorian-era Valentines of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said. Now repeat.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Listener support radio for open ears.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish.
Things. And that's what we're going to do today, because why would we change it up? We're a book show.
You know what would be really funny? Maybe one week we could do a movie show where we just talk about screens. All we talk about is television and video games and screens. That would defeat the purpose. It'd be
I think it's okay.
We should do that one week.
We could also talk about movies that or shows that have book connections.
Nope. We're going full screen.
Full on screen. Maybe for the April Fool's Day show, we'll do Bound By.
Until April.
Bound By.
But okay. Okay. That's actually a really good idea. So we can do it for April Fool's.
Ha ha ha.
But let's not tell them.
Well, we'll see if they remember.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they'll forget by April.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun. I like talking about movies, too.
Yes. I like talking about Roblox.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so screens only.
Yeah.
For April Fool's. Yeah, no books allowed. No ebooks, even.
You know what would be really funny? If one of us tried to do a loophole and talk about books off of Epic or the Kindle app.
Nah.
I remember, I recommend this to anybody who has an iPad. I did this for a while, but I got a new iPad, so I'm probably going to re-download this app, and it's called Libby. And on Libby, pretty much you sign into your local library and your library card, and the Hudson Area Library is available on Libby, and pretty much there are books on Libby, and you can check them out, and you have them for 2 weeks, and it's just like doing it at the library, and you just hook it up to your library card, and it even goes into your records. So you can read it virtually, you can borrow it virtually, read it virtually, and return it virtually. And this really helped me during the very first lockdown, so I recommend Libby to everybody. If you don't have a card to the Hudson Area Library, get one! It will rock your world. It rocked mine.
It's a big moment when you get your first card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm always excited for kids.
Glory, especially for kids, if it's their first ever library card, because it's like you feel so grown up.
Mm-hmm.
I had mine in a keychain form, and then I don't know where it is now. So, yeah.
We'll get you a new one.
Though I bet somewhere.
Well, I also wanted to say, in addition to ebooks, you can also get audiobooks and e-magazines on Libby.
Really? I didn't know that.
And there's some streaming video, too.
Oh, the smaller collection. I did not know about that. But Libby's great, so I'd recommend it to anyone. One of my grandmothers actually introduced me to Libby.
Oh, yeah? What a great grandmother. But not great-grandmother, grandmother. Who is?
A grandmother who's great. Yes.
Who's also great.
I have two amazing grandmothers and two amazing grandfathers.
It's good to have.
I got lucky on
lovely the... elders.
So do you want to go first to change it up today?
Sure. Well, I wanted, since it's the start of the month, to highlight some books that are coming out this month that sound pretty good. There's a lot coming out, but I picked a handful. So one is a middle grade graphic novel called Shirley and Jamila's Big Fall. And this is the second book in the Shirley and Jamila series. And I loved the first book so much. So I'm really excited for the second. And I'll read you the description because I have not read this one yet. For fans of Raina Telgemeier and Victoria Jameson, which I think both of us are, this middle grade graphic novel series tells the story of Shirley and Jamila, two girl detectives on a mission to stop their school's biggest bully once and for all. As Jamila settles into the rhythms of classes and after-school basketball practice, Shirley has a new mystery on her mind. Her old enemy Chuck is up to his usual tricks. He's been blackmailing kids all over school, and Shirley knows that she and Jamila can put a stop to it. They hatch a plan. They'll break into his house late one night and recover all the notes Chuck's been using to blackmail innocent kids. But while Shirley and Jamila are at the house, another intruder arrives, an intruder who can help them put a stop to Chuck's crimes once and for all. Dun, dun, dun. I'm just so excited for this book because I really loved the first one.
Is it available on Libby?
Well, it's not out yet. It's coming out this month.
Who's it by again?
December 14th. Oh, it's by Gillian Gores. Or Gillian Gores. The double G had me saying Gillian, but I think it's Gillian. And yeah, so that's coming out December 14th.
Yeah.
And it's recommended for ages 8 to 12.
Whoop, whoop. Now, I will share my book, I guess. My book is called Is Your Cat Crazy? And it's by John C. Wright. Solutions from the Casebook of a Cat Therapist. So I'll read the description. Winner, 1995 Best Instructional Nonfiction Book from Cat Writers Association. Let's see when this was published. 1994. Is Your Cat Crazy? Provides feline fans with a wealth of practical information and entertaining stories from Dr. Wright's long practice making house calls on dysfunctional cats, along with helpful suggestions on how to cope with the most common behavior problems. He shows cats owners how and when to pick up a new kitten. When to pick out a new kitten, which determines a cat's personality, how to deal with multiple cats, and what works and doesn't work when it comes to kitty discipline. Whether the problem is strange eating habits or disdain from the litter box, aggression or post-traumatic stress, Is Your Cat Crazy will help restore order to a cat crazy home. So I've been reading this book. This book is so good. And so I'll read a little bit of the first chapter, just a little bit of it. Chapter 1, In Search of the Perfect Cat. The first thing I noticed as I entered Meredith Spencer's tiny garden apartment was the interesting series of small bumping, scratching, skating, and galloping noises coming from within. Sounds such as these are generally traceable either to exuberant toddlers or to wild-eyed young cats, or both. In this case, the source of the racket was Whiskers, a nearly two-year-old female feline whose kittenish zeal should be exhausted long ago. Whiskers had been the subject of Meredith's desperate telephone call 2 days earlier. Is my cat crazy, Dr. Wright? She asked after giving me several alarming examples of her cat's weird behavior. Not at all, I assured Meredith, but let me come out and see you and Whiskers and we'll put together some changes that should help her. I'll read that much because I don't want to take up all the time.
Do you have cats or a cat?
I have. Wait, I haven't told you about them?
I can't remember. I don't think so. Maybe you have a long time ago.
I have one amazing cat and one amazing dog.
Okay, yeah, I remember your dog.
English golden retriever. Oh, right. An English golden retriever named Evie. English golden retriever's difference is English golden retrievers are a little more uncommon and they're like regular golden retrievers. They're just, instead of being gold, they're white. Coincidentally, Evie's favorite weather is like really, really deep snow and high wind. Like Evie's dream weather is high winds, 2 foot deep snow. You could imagine her reaction when we got last year's huge snow. And then I have a cat named Elizabeth, who is a gray tabby, though no other cats look like her. It's something about her body shape and her facial. She just looks very different from most cats. And she was originally stray. Elizabeth is 6 and Evie's 2. We've had Elizabeth since she was about 1.5. We're only estimating because she is a stray, so we don't know exact, but the vet estimated she is 1.5, and the vet estimated she is 6. And then Evie, oh wait, Evie's not 2 anymore. I forgot, Evie's 3 now. Elizabeth will be 7 in February, and Evie's birthday is in October. So yeah, and then.
Is your cat crazy though?
No, in fact, no? I have the best cat ever, and she's never had any behavior problems. She's perfect, and she came to us as a stray, and it seemed like she got the best training in the world. Hmm. Like, she never scratches unless you really, really cross the line, but she like never scratches typically. And she's very playful. She's a hunter. And she's also very much of a lap cat. Aww. Sadly, though, our new house, there are going to be bears and animals and bobcats and all that. So she's going to, instead of be an indoor-outdoor cat, she's going to be an indoor cat. I feel a little bad because outdoors are a big part to her, but we're thinking about, like, getting her a leash or something. I know it sounds silly, aww, but we're thinking about getting her expandable leash so we don't have to worry about her being attacked by a bobcat.
Yeah, we had a cat that I grew up with. We tried getting a harness and leash for him, and as soon as you put
harness.
It on,
I mean, it was reasonable, but a harness.
Well, it was like a leash, but it, you know, you can't just have it. I guess unless you put a collar on. We didn't have a collar, so it was like it went on his arms instead to make sure he didn't just run away. But as soon as you put it on him, he just fell over.
Elizabeth had a collar for like 3 years. I actually picked out both my dog and my cat's collar. Elizabeth was a dark blue, but her paw got stuck in it, so we retired the collar. We couldn't find any cat collars without bells, and we didn't want one with bells for her because she loves to hunt. So really, she's just wearing an extra, extra, extra small puppy one. And then Evie's is pink with little bones on it. Evie looks really good in pink. It suits her.
So is it funny reading a book about crazy cat activity when you have such a well-behaved cat?
It's fun. I know what to do if I have a crazy cat in the future. But with English Golden Retrievers, pretty much they're mostly white, except the tip top of their head is golden. The kind of space, like right there, right between your eyes and your nose, like on the top of the nose, and then where the nostrils are, it's black, but on the nose, it's gold. And then there's a little bit of gold on her legs. And then there's some little gold streaks on her back. So she's still got some gold, but it's mostly white. Very cute little dog.
Cute.
Well, she's not a little dog. I'm a big dog person. I really like big dogs like Evie. Do you have any pets currently?
I don't currently. I've had cats for much of my life, but I don't currently have one.
Have you ever had a dog?
No, I've never had a dog.
You should get a dog.
Maybe someday.
I'm pretty good at matching up people's personalities to breeds. Ooh, I know what breed would be perfect for you.
What's that?
Chocolate Lab. Oh, Chocolate Lab. And oh my gosh, it's the best match ever. Yes! Chocolate Lab would be perfect for you. Wait, you like little dogs or big dogs?
I like cats.
Oh, you don't like dogs?
I like dogs, but I've never lived with one, so I don't know if I'd want to live with one or not. Maybe, but I like visiting with dogs.
I think, honestly, we'll that your personality would go perfectly with a chocolate lab.
Cool. I do like chocolate.
Speaking
of which, I have another book to share. So this is another book that's coming out this month, or actually, no, it's already out. It just came out the other day. It is another graphic novel, and it looks like it's the first in a series. And I picked this one out because Georgia loves graphic novels and Georgia loves baking. And this is called Yummy, A History of Desserts. And it's by Victoria Grace Elliott. It's book one of one, Yummy.
Yummy.
So I assume the series is Yummy, and it's like this one's a history of desserts, and the next one would be a history of something else, or I don't know. But I'll read you the description. Cake is delicious and comics are awesome. This exciting nonfiction graphic novel for kids combines both. Explore the history of desserts through a fun adventure with facts, legends, and recipes for readers to try at home. Have you ever wondered who first thought to freeze cream? or when people began making sweet pastry shells to encase fruity fillings? Food Sprite Perry is excited to show you the delicious history of sweets while taking you around the world and back. The team up that made ice cream cones, the mistake that made brownies. Learn about and taste the true stories behind everyone's favorite treats, paired with fun and easy recipes to try at home. After all, sweets and their stories are always better when they're shared. Woo! But it sounds really cute. And I love
that
there's recipes.
That sounds good.
Do you have a favorite dessert that you like to make?
For that, I like to make... For making, I like to make double layer cakes. I like to make two layer cakes. And I really love decorating them.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, before COVID, I ran my baking business out of my house, pretty much my mom's friends and some family and some people that we know, they'd ask for like cakes, and then they'd pay me $10 for me to make a cake. Honestly, I think that is asking for a little too little money, because they're like professionally baked, honestly. They seem like that, so honestly, I think that I undercharged people. I undercharged people. I'm kidding. For a kid, that's reasonable, but if I was an adult, that the cakes that I make would probably be worth like $2 million. I'm kidding. They're like $10 is enough. So far, I made a football cake for my grandparents, and they had a bunch of musicians from Tanglewood coming over, and they had the football cake because my grandfather loves football. And then I made an ocean cake for a going away party. And then I made cupcakes for my hairdresser as a surprise on the house, no charge. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun to do deliveries though, and then COVID hit. But I want to do that again once COVID is done. And I want to offer more options other than just cakes and cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Cookies and other stuff. I like to bake cakes and cupcakes.
Yeah.
You know what? So I have celiac disease, and so at parties, if there's a cake, I'm like, so I can't have the cake, but could I maybe just scrape all the frosting off of the slice and just put it in a little cup, get all the crumbs out? And they're like, okay, sure. So, and usually I end up just having a huge cup of frosting, and that's the best. The frosting's the best part.
I've had to do that before with, because I'm vegan. And so sometimes the frosting is vegan, but the cake isn't. So sometimes I just have a little bit of frosting.
Oh, I didn't know that you were vegan.
Yep. Cool. Yeah.
And if radio listeners don't know what celiac disease is, it's not contagious. It's pretty much, I made a whole Scratch project on this. If radio listeners don't know what Scratch is, it's a coding website / social media for kids. I posted it. But pretty much celiac disease is a autoimmune disease where if you have gluten, your body responds by damaging your small intestine, and it can be found if there are two ways for it to be found. One, if it comes up in your blood testings, which is how I found I had celiac. And then two, sometimes a doctor will take a small piece of tissue out of your body and examine it. I just went with the easier one.
That's fair.
I'm feeling giggly today.
Ha ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Feels good to laugh.
Yeah.
I'm extra excited because I'm getting my second vaccination today, so I feel very jumpy and jolly and giggly. Feeling very excited and energetic.
Nice.
I'm so excited! Yeah!
Before we go, I'll share one more book. And this one is not a graphic novel, but it does have a lot of pictures in it. So it's a chapter book, but it's heavily illustrated. So not just like a picture here and there.
I do read a lot of novels. So if it's a good novel, I'm interested. Like my favorite book is not a graphic novel.
Yeah. Well, this one's by an author and illustrator who I like a lot. So I think it'll be very good. It's called Stunt Boy in the Meantime, and it just came out this week. And it is by Jason Reynolds, and it's illustrated by Raoul III, who's done a lot of picture books that I really love. And here is the description. Portico Reeve's superpower is making sure all the other superheroes, like his parents and two best friends, stay super and safe, super safe. And he does this all in secret. No one in his civilian life knows he's actually Stunt Boy. But his regular Portico identity is pretty cool too. He lives in the biggest house on the block, maybe in the whole city, which basically makes it a castle. His mom calls where they live an apartment building, but a building with 50 doors just in the hallways is definitely a castle. And behind those 50 doors live a bunch of different people who Stunt Boy saves all the time. In fact, he's the only reason the cat, new name every day, has 9 lives. All this is swell, except for Portico's other secret, his not so secret secret. His parents are fighting all the time. They're trying to hide it by repeatedly telling Portico to go check on a neighbor in the meantime. But Portico knows meantime means his parents are heading into the meantime, which means they're about to get into it. And well, Portico's superhero responsibility is to save them too, as soon as he figures out how. Only all these secrets give Portico the worry wiggles, the frets, which his mom calls anxiety. Plus, like all superheroes, Portico has an arch nemesis who is determined to prove that there is nothing super about Portico at all.
Sounds good. What's it called again?
It's called Stunt Boy in the Meantime.
Okay.
And it looks really cool. Like, it's got a cool style to it. It's sort of like, I'm trying to think of a book that it's like, I don't know. But anyways, I think this one's really interesting stylistically, because it's the way it uses pictures. It's like more like a graphic novel than a novel, but it's not a graphic novel. Like, it doesn't use panels.
Also, I forgot to add, this Is Your Cat Crazy? Pretty much, I'd recommend it for, and this is sort of rare when I make this statement, but this is perfect for all ages, from like 1 year old to 1,000 years old. It's interesting for all ages. I mean, it's appropriate for all ages. I just don't know if it's realistic that 1 year olds would read.
Are there cute cat pictures?
No.
There's no cute cat pictures?
There is on the back. Oh, there are cute cat illustrations at every beginning of the chapter. They're really cute. Like this kitty playing with a ball of yarn.
That's cute.
That's it.
If it had cute cat pictures, it could really be all ages, because then the babies could like looking at the cat pictures.
It's perfect. It's not meant for babies. It's meant for like adults.
Yeah, you know.
Meant for adults, but it's really good for all ages.
Cool. Well, on that note, we're just about out of time for today. And Georgia should probably go play with her cat before her cat goes crazy.
Well, before my cat leaves, because she's going to have to board.
Oh, while you're moving?
We'll be staying at my grandparents' house. So this is her. I don't know if it's her last day here or her second to last day. I'm just really going to miss her. I do want to play with her.
Yeah, get some quality time in.
Yeah.
And we hope our radio listeners get some quality reading time in. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books and bookish things.
Until then, happy reading. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Two, day one. those Maca people ordered.